This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Investors this morning are glomming on to talk that Congress could get behind a short-term delay to the impending collision with the limit on federal borrowing. This would be like getting an extension on a term paper. The work would still have to be done, but not by the current deadline, October 17th. Treasury Secretary Jack Lew is on Capitol Hill this morning, warning about what he sees as the widespread consequences of a default. Some Republicans are suggesting one way to mute the impact is to prioritize what the government pays, the way you might pay the heating bill before a gym membership during a tough month for a household budget. The Treasury Secretary thinks that makes no sense.
Certain members of the House and Senate also believe that it's possible to protect our economy by simply paying only the interest on our debts while stopping or delaying payments on a number of our other legal commitments. How can the United States choose whether to send Social Security checks to seniors or pay benefits to veterans? How can the United States choose whether to provide children with food assistance or meet our obligations to Medicare providers? The United States should not be put in a position of making such perilous choices for our economy and our citizens. There is no way of knowing the irrevocable damage such an approach would have on our economy and financial markets.
Diane Swonk is away, and let's check in with Adolfo Laurenti, Deputy Chief Economist at Mesirow Financial. Good to hear your voice, Adolfo.
Good morning.
So this idea of prioritizing somehow in the face of the collision with the debt ceiling that the Treasury Secretary doesn't seem to like there, it wouldn't be pretty, but would prioritizing be better than default, do you think?
Well, it would, and I'm sort of surprised that Jack Yu is not embracing that view better. I really think that the Secretary of the Treasury should be able to prioritize. That said, I also believe this will be a short-term fix, another way to kick the can down the road. We really need to find a comprehensive agreement between the two parties in Washington, D.C. We cannot just go for temporary fixes.
And no one is talking about a comprehensive approach. There is some suggestion this morning that many in financial markets are embracing of somehow delaying maybe for a couple of weeks the problem with the debt ceiling.
Again, that is not going to be the solution. I think that there is a lot of uncertainty surrounding this economy. Businesses are reluctant to hire, are reluctant to spend money. Households do not know how to invest their savings. We really need to find some clarity going forward. Short-term fixes will not do it.
Adolfo Laurenti, Deputy Chief Economist, Mesirow Financial in Chicago, thank you for this.
Absolutely. Thank you.